TSA is useless. They've never stopped anything from happening, ever. And so what if terrorists get past security? Well, the truth is, even if they get on the plane, they would have been stopped by passengers. Nothing is going to happen again like 9/11. Nothing is going to happen again like 9/11. Nothing is going to happen again like 9/11.
It can't.
Music programming on KFJC is supported in part by Streetlight Records in San Jose. Streetlight buys, sells, and trades new and used compact discs, records, and DVDs. Streetlight features live, in-store performances from artists around the world. Streetlight Records is located at 980 South Bascom Avenue in San Jose. Phone 408-292-1404.
Writing on the wall, but we won't read. In the gonna go down. Put it out the gas, man, and let it all 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds. I ain't talking about a pistol, I'm talking about your mental, man. Told y'all we gotta make that change. Unlock for the mental change. Deep off in the woods, hiding with your can way. But you better get that mind right. Understand, stood. Gotta be that godly soldier. Or be a walking dead man, being swooped around by vultures. Now understand, this is a friendly reminder to myself and to all those that care about their spiritual health. And well, some of y'all wanna live in fake worlds like y'all some hell. So get for real, or get forgotten. Y'all rotten. You can't be scared of what's going on. You can't fear nothing but him. No time for wild, but we gotta stand good.
Gladiator himself, Willie Ige, and Prepare For It. The Georgiavania release out on Lex Records. We also heard from Bacteria Cult. It has been 3,000 years since the machine has stopped working. Out on a triple split featuring Juhyo and Blue Sabbath Black Cheer. Burbank International gave us Search My Bag, Lilacs and Champagne with Battling the City from their self-titled Out on Mexican Summer, and Access with Xylo Bones from the Novels for Moons album. Well, you might have received some information. Surrounding From the Vault. Happens every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Have no fear. From the Vault. Digging up past performances from the KFJC archives. KFJC.org for additional details. And now, Topaz Rags on your source for sound.
Thank you.
KFJC 89.7 FM, Topaz Rags, with Heart in Ribs from the Capricorn Born Again release out on Not Not Fun Records. My name is Miss Tiza, and this is Groove Therapy every Monday from 2 to 6 p.m. Interrupting briefly so you can hear out the words of the California Writers Club, one of the nation's oldest professional writers groups with 1,300 members and 18 branches in California. They're dedicated to educating writers of all levels and disciplines. The California Writers Club holds regular meetings with informative speakers and opportunities for networking through workshops, contests, seminars, and conferences. Information is available at calwriters.org. Dead Drums, KFJC.
Concert Outlook, I'm Trinity. Party Owl, Teats and Burrows, Unearth the Hemlock Tavern, Thursday, June 7th. J.D. McPherson stomps into the Great American Music Hall, Thursday, June 7th. Richie Houghton melts down the mezzanine, Friday, June 8th. Georgia Ann Muldrow and Dudley Perkins flood into the new parish, Friday, June 8th. Pierced Arrows mend the Parkside, Saturday, June 9th. The Funk Revival Orchestra pays tribute to Roy Ayers at the Café du Nord, Saturday, June 9th. The Cantor Arts Center celebrates John Cage's 100th birthday by displaying his plexigrams from Sunday, June 13th. Municipal Waste cleans up the Metro Wednesday, June 13th. AC Alone burrows into Yoshi, San Francisco, Thursday, June 14th. Pharoah Sanders blows into Yoshi's Oakland, Friday through Sunday, June 15th to 17th. Lyrics Born flirts with the Independent, Saturday, June 16th. Japanther and Pharmacy dose the Hemlock Tavern, Sunday, June 17th. Newthrush cheers up the mezzanine, Thursday, June 21st. San Francisco Symphony presents Bella Bartok's Duke Bluebeard's Castle, Thursday, June 21st. Bill Orchid tempts Bay Area 51, Friday, June 22nd. Kurameen charms Slim, Saturday, June 23rd. Bastard Noise, Nuclear Death Wish, and Rubber O Cement experiment at the Lab, Saturday, June 23rd. Philip Glass and Joanna Newsom flit into the Warfield, Monday, June 25th. KFJC co-presents Quintron and Miss Pussycat at the Blank Club, Wednesday, June 27th. The Mountain Goats ascend into the Swedish American Hall Wednesday and Thursday, June 27th and 28th. LP strides into the Regency Ballroom Friday, June 29th. Assemblehead and Sunburst Sound crawls into the Café du Nord Saturday, June 30th. Brain Oil and Permanent Ruin lubricate the Metro Saturday, June 30th. Liars hold up the Fillmore Thursday, July 5th. Kelly Stoltz smiles at the Café du Nord Friday, July 6th. The Concert Outlook is a presentation of the KFJC Promotions Department and airs daily at 5:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. It can also be found online at kfjc.org. For the Concert Outlook, I'm Trinity.
Many thanks, Trinity. The entertainment calendar for Monday, June 4th, 2012. The Duke Spirit Hacienda will be at Slim's. Teresa Anderson at the Swedish American Hall. All Right, Speak Friend, Oh No Joe, and the Moonlight Orchestra at the Elbow Room. Nyceria, De Jelly Brains at Vitus, Ramshackle, Glory, Little Boys Lost, and Wiz at 12th Street. Speakeasy, M.G. Spiro, Ramambran, and Real Live Tigers at the Speakeasy. And Steve Smith and Vital Information at Kuumbwa Jazz Center. Some additions to the Concert Outlook we missed: Sleep, Oxbow, and Kowloon. Walled City defend the Fox Theater tomorrow evening, June 5th. And Coco Rosie captivates the Regency Ballroom Wednesday, June 6th. It is KFJC, your Concert Outlook and Entertainment Calendar, 89.7 FM.
Thank you.
Dreams on KFJC, and the track Dark Summer, title track from that Dymaxion Groove release, Triangles, the full side of their release, this side titled Double Triangle, out on Drag City. The Droughts gave us New Tuesday Prize with the album Mouth of Midnight, and Dead Drums with Literally Illiterate from the Fashion Defense Human Hair cassette out on Pathetic. Thoughtline around the corner at 6 p.m. followed by Pete Dixon at 7 and LSD at 10 p.m. KFJC broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Missed anything? KFJC.org has broadcast archives, up to the minute playlists, history, video, so much more. Any questions for me? Miss Tiza, MSTIZA at KFJC.
Thank you. vertex, strange like angulus, a relative aspect, you could squid dance with it. If you box, catch your breath in it. Colorado Plateau, four of a monument, study it. I see the truth out this part of my eyes, while you chip your fat teeth, I'm living folks up off of it. And it Crenshaw Brown. Been to all four around the globe and back. Caressed by Mecca Pop in the A-track. Makes no sense. Like 4 points in a circle. My baby kiss it. When I slip on the purple, a ruler Fuji ball. And I kick it from the off. They shopping in Manhattan while African star.
Jump. Satan's egg is dropping dope and spitting danger. One day I'll be free from Lucifer's wings. And one day I'm gonna draw a line through Jupiter's mood swings. The cigarette attorney bad when bird becomes a bath of these heroin babies. Addicts, rabies, adrenaline junkies, smoking monkeys, funneling through a sea of babies. Maybe these shady ladies respect what I'm doing. Maybe they're pursuing hate, in fact I'm improving. Or possibly it's got to be the purest form of ecstasy I've had to be. So they saw me to change the scene from looking clean with greed to read the bloody to coffee with the sharpest motherfucking razor's edges I have ever seen. I felt my ladder brain hit my skull. I felt my shadow brain lose control. But I'm sick, so I'll stick the liquid hitting and spitting fins to tell you secrets you already know. I felt my ladder brain hit my skull. I felt my shadow brain lose control. But I'm sick, so I'll stick the liquid hitting and spitting fins to tell you secrets you already know. An introverted someone being blinded by the same sound, pulsing through a loving gun. So for fun and love, I bring the decibels premise, moving the thought of volume past a mere tangible grimace. This fan of architect distributes dark dialect, like every time I lie, I wreck my speech and beats a liar's neck. It sculpts a dump, it weeds the weak, it bleeds through my teeth with every word I speak. It's that sweet succulent sound singing you to sleep as a beauty taking form, penetrates your lobes deep. I feel remarkably clean. Oh, with my gap packed intact, I'm gonna backtrack the scene. I'm bleeding, I'm witness a galactic vibration through a stream of brain waves now breaking creation. I'm pacing back and forth, holding on to my placement in fear that I'm letting Satan into the basement. I felt my ladder brain hit my skull. I felt my shadow brain lose control. But I'm sick, so I'll stick the liquid hitting and spitting fins to tell you secrets you already know. I felt my ladder brain hit my skull. I felt my shadow brain lose control. But I'm sick, so I'll stick the liquid hitting and spitting fins to tell you secrets you already know.
Aw, they're all so cute. Oh my goodness, you little Mookies.
Wow, they must have seen something special about you, because look at them.
I know. I want to scoop them up and hug them all. Look at this one, spunky little guy. I mean, he's got such a personality. I wish he could speak.
Hey, hey, Charlie, didn't you say you got magic powers to make these cats talk?
I had magical powers, you know.
Oh my god, what's happening?
What's up, Miss Pizza?
You know my name? How weird.
And I know you do group therapy on Mondays 2 to 6 p.m. on KFJC.
Oh yeah? Crazy.
Yeah, that crazy vet always tunes to your show. All us cats dig your hip-hop beats, your psychedelic freakouts, and Cambodian rock.
What do you know about some Cambodian rock?
Hey, plenty. Come on. Take me home, Miss Pizza. Just keep scratching it up good on group therapy, and I won't scratch up your furniture, cool?
I'll keep it fresh on KFJC. You just make sure you do the same for your litter box.
What? It's like that, huh?
Yup.
Oh, man.
This is to tell all of you friends of the hog loading, Brother Harry Chisholm, of Herman and Brother Jackson Thomas, son of Samuel Thomas, Minnie Thomas Bland, and on the appointed day of the loading came in Jackson Thomas. So I tried to explain to him, put the lift box upon the tractor, open the first door, back it up to it, run the pigs up, close the little gate. pigs would run in the basket, and the trolls would live. Two different times I told Brother Jackson to do this, and he, at that time, the sheriff of our county walked in, and he seen the charred stars on his chest on the left side. It's 25 years of service, and as he was marveling at the artificial light, as I was talking to him, and he shook hands with the sheriff, still marveling, and he said he understood. There was Brother Harry Chisholm with his powerful orange Dodge truck, and he said he was ready. I said, well, Jack knows how to do this, but stop up by Brother Rogers. At that point, I was afraid that neither one of them knew which end was up. So they proceeded to leave, and he was gone for a considerable length of time, and in come Brother Jack. Sometimes we call him Marvin, and sometimes we call him John. And we said, what's the matter? Jack was excited. He said, we've had all kinds of trouble. I said, well, what trouble could you have? He said, Harry cut his finger off. I asked him, do you think that was necessary? And he said he didn't know. He said, we went down there and we took the lock fence loose. We put the box on. We got 10 pigs. They were so big we could get no more. He said, we left 2 pigs. He said, Brother Harry, but he's lifted the little gate on the lift box, put his hand in, took his other hand and slammed the little gate down to lock and incarcerate those little pigs and cut the end of his finger. He said from then on he didn't want to do anything. He just stood around there with his finger wrapped stuck into the sky. Then they taken the 560 International bucket tractor and was going to lift that rack of pigs upon the truck. Lo and behold, it was not their great pig. He said, the hydraulic line busted, which caused the oil to spew all over the tractor, that causing the bucket to go to the ground. So then they decided what we will do. Take and put the beautiful Dodge truck in a depression in the earth and push the great box on the pickup line. In so doing, they went and got the 504 International because it had approach route. So they took and pushed the bull and got the box over towards where the pickup was in a ditch. They huffed and puffed and pushed and cranked. They got the box started in the truck. That was a marvelous thing, too. Then they just kept the old tractor pushing till it collapsed the end gate upon the pickup truck. This so far, from what I can hear, Brother Harry had been to the doctor 3 times. His face is wrapped like a space cadet from England trying to salute the Queen. This is the end of this. Thank you for your support.